Samuel reported the words of the Lord to the people who were asking for a king. These next few weeks, lectionary deals with deception, how deception can creep into the life of the believer, the dangers of being deceived. This text from Samuel, people are asking for a king, asking for a king to govern, a king to rule over, a king to bow down to. Even still, they are warned by the Lord himself, and they are warned by Samuel against having this king, this person to bow down to, this person to be devoted to. But still, the more they cry, "We want a king." And so they gather and they elect Saul to be their king. I ask myself, how does this lesson apply to us today? And my mind went back to this beautiful book by Oscar Hammerstein and turned into a musical called The King and I. Yul Brynner was one of the stars, and in The King and I, there was this relationship between the commonly low school teacher and the very high king. It was a tradition breaker, for there was no way a common school teacher should be matched up with royalty. King and I. I began to ask myself, Brother James, what are some of the things that we have made kings in our own lives? What are some of the things we find ourselves bowing down to, ourselves paying homage to, ourselves being ruled over? What are some of the kingly things that we have created in this vapor called life? King. King pride. Notion to always be first. King selfish. The notion to always be served opposed to serving. King hate. The notion to go against them because it looks different. It sounds different. It is different between what we are used to. King tradition. That's the way we do it. And there ain't no other way to do it. We find ourselves bowing down to king tradition that when somebody tries something just a little bit different than what we are used to, we find ourselves paying homage to King Tradition, bowing down to King Tradition, and say, oh, that's not what we do. That's not our tradition. So King Tradition forces people into a shell because people are saying, if you don't do it the way that we did it, then that ain't the way to do it. Forget about the time that hearts are being changed and lives are being saved. We are so. As the King Tradition, we bow down, we salute, we worship. King Tradition. Ride on, King Tradition. Ain't that what the song says? No one cannot hinder. Is that what the song says? Shall we even say? Ride on, King Tradition. What does it say, Charlene? It says, ride on, King Jesus. You see, the people, the Israelites in the desert, they made God mad because God had delivered them. God had brought them out of the wilderness into the promised land, and still they thought they needed another king. And the King and I, one of my favorite scenes is this dance scene where Anna, who's a school teacher, she's doing this marvelous dance. The king is watching. He's trying to learn this dance, and she teaches the king this 1-2-3 dance. And her and the king, they embrace this dance, and they dance around in this marvelous dance. And I had to ask myself, who are we dancing with in this vapor called life? Who have we called to be our dance partner in this vapor called life? Who's leading? Who's guiding us? What are we listening to in this vapor called life? What kills us? And I have learned. We have to learn to honor the true King called Jesus Christ. Jesus ought to be the one we bow down to. Jesus ought to be the one we pay homage to. The songwriter said, ride on, King Jesus. No one cannot hinder him. Ride on, King Jesus. Ride on, no one cannot hinder him. We've come a long way. One thing I have said repeatedly over and over to Tom about this congregation, I said, well, Tom, Prince of Peace is a tough church. I said, even with so few, it is a tough church. I said, but there's so much more to life than to dislike. I said, if you had a scale and you weighed the things that you didn't like opposed to the things that you did like, the did like things would win. And one of the jewels about this congregation is its dedication. There are some dedicated people in this church that are dedicated to the ministry of this church, that are dedicated to being alive, that are dedicated to being open, that are dedicated to spreading God's word. That's only us. That's something this church can stand up and poke their chest out and be proud about. Dedication. If I were to ask ourselves on improvement points, God, to be careful kings you created.
Yes, yes.
Got to be careful. Kings we create. We worship. These kings we bow down to. Make very little room for people, customs, and ways that are different. I'll say it again.
Yes, yes.
Wonderful church. Love being here. Love the dedication. But we've got to be careful. Sometimes praise small kings. The box, anybody outside the box are not able to fit in because we are too busy paying homage to small kings. Often ask myself, ask the Lord, you did this, God. You brought us together. It wasn't my doing, it wasn't Tom's doing, it wasn't the church council doing. This was your doing, God. And Charlie, I said, Lord, why would you bring loud mouth, expressionist, charismatic preacher who loves to get his shout and his praise on? Why would you match that up with church, customs and the ways and the traditions? Different.
Rest your head on the cross, don't you?
Don't miss that. You rest your head every night on the cross. Same cross where the King of Kings stretched out his arms. Same cross where the King of Kings gave up life. The same cross where Jesus was a tradition breaker himself. So I close saying to us, careful of the kings that we create. Careful of the kings that we are bowing our heads down to. Careful of the kings we serve. The words of Joshua, the 24th chapter, the 15th verse. Choose ye this day whom ye will serve, whether it be the God of the Amorites in the land which my father dwelt. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen.
Question. Are you still